Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Today is November 3rd, and I'm your host, Rena Sherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. The earnings season slows down just a bit in the week ahead, just as trade negotiations between the U.S. and China seem to be heating up. Slightly under the radar, the China International Import Expo takes place in Shanghai from November 5th through the 10th, with Chinese President Xi Jinping confirmed as the opening keynote speaker. U.S. companies making an appearance at the expo include Facebook, Boeing, Microsoft, and privately owned Kohler. Closer to home, Uber steps up to the earnings plate next week after recording a massive $5.24 billion loss the last time it reported. Just to make things even more interesting, the lockup period on Uber's IPO shares expires in a development that could see a huge amount of money flood the market. In earnings news, Under Armour, Uber, Shake Shack, Marriott International, and Bausch Health report on November 4th. Booking Holdings, Peloton Interactive, and Tapestry report on the 5th. Baidu, Square, Roku, Qualcomm, Expedia, Barrick Gold, and CVS Health on the 6th. Disney, Activision Blizzard, Wynn Resorts, GoPro, Take-Two Interactive, Dropbox, and Zillow report on the 7th. Scientific Games and Duke Energy report on the 8th. Look for Seeking Alpha's earnings calendar for our complete list of earnings reporters. In M&A news, shareholders are due to vote on the merger between Exact Sciences and Genomic Health on November 4th. M&A talk could continue on Tiffany, FireEye, Carbonite, Hudson's Bay, and Fiat Chrysler automobiles. Adobe will review the company's business momentum, opportunities, and strategy at a financial analyst meeting set for November 4th. Adobe is expected to announce the launch of the Illustrator app for the next iPad at the event. Meanwhile, Kroger hosts an Analyst Day event on November 5th. Oppenheimer says areas of interest for Kroger investors include management commentary on alternative revenue profit streams, real estate, pharmacy strategy, fuel profitability, cost saving, the Ocado rollout, and capital allocation. Shares of Kroger are down 9% year-to-date. Winnebago also has an Investor Day scheduled for November 6th. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella will deliver the Vision keynote at Microsoft Ignite, the innovation and tech event in Orlando from November 4th through the 8th. In crispy chicken news, Popeye's chicken sandwich will return to locations across the U.S. on November 3rd after the chain sold out of the new menu item in August. The blazing hot debut of the Popeye's chicken sandwich rattled chains like Wendy's, McDonald's, KFC, and Chick-fil-A. Popeye's has been a property of Restaurant Brands International since 2017. A huge sports betting conference takes place on November 4th through the 6th in New York City. Politicians, institutional investors, private equity firms, and industry experts will all meet for panel discussions and networking. MGM Resorts, William Hill, GVC Holdings, and Penn National Gaming are some of the notable casino-related players that will be in attendance along with media executives from Google, Facebook, Twitter, ESPN, and CBS Sports. League officials from the NFL, NBA, MLB, MLS, PGA, and NASCAR will also be in the house. On the other side of the country, voters in Colorado will decide if sports betting should be legal in the state. PointsBet, Full House Resorts, Churchill Downs, and Wynn Resorts all have casino betting interests in Colorado. Bank of America Merrill Lynch Future of Financials Conference, one of the bigger banking conferences, takes place next week in New York City from November 5th through the 6th. Presenting companies include American Express, Blackstone, Signature Bank, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Evercore, Carlyle Group, and JP Morgan. Heading into the conference, BAML has Fifth Third Bancorp lined up as its best large-cap bank idea and East West Bancorp as its best mid-cap bank idea. The American Society of Nephrology Kidney Week runs from November 3rd through the 9th, with Eloxx Pharmaceuticals, Fibrogen, and Apellis Pharmaceuticals some of the companies due to present. The Society for Immunotherapy of Cancer annual meeting takes place from November 6th through the 10th with Gritstone Oncology, Nektar Therapeutics, and Heat Biologics on the agenda for presentations. Monthly sales reports are due out from retailers Costco, Buckle, and Zumia's. Airline companies are due to post their monthly traffic reports next week and could update revenue forecasts for Q4. Heading into the new round of reports, there's also the delicate art of forecasting what the impact of the Boeing 737 MAX coming back into service will be on costs and capacity growth. American Airlines Group, Azul, United Airlines, Spirit Airline, Gol Linhas, Copa Holdings, Delta Airlines, Volaris, Southwest Airlines, Hawaiian Holdings, Alaska Air, and JetBlue will all be closely watched. In box office news, Paramount's Terminator Dark Fate is forecast to debut with $38 million for the weekend as Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton reunite on the big screen. Disney's Maleficent Mistress of Evil and Joker are both expected to churn up another $11 million during the weekend. This Week in Barron's mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's weekly edition. Investors are recommended to take the long view on China in a roundtable discussion that covers companies with interesting potential in the world's second largest economy. AVIC Johnson Optronic Technology, Anta Sports Products, Momo, NVIDIA, LVMH, Match, JD.com, Alibaba, Huya, and Tencent Music are just some of the stocks mentioned. Barron's also has its eyes on five stocks that should gain from the falling cost of renewable energy. First Solar, LG Chem, Samsung, Albemarle, and NextEra Energy all make the shortlist. Also this week, a search by the publication for high-yield stocks whose payouts look sustainable turns up AT&T, Schlumberger, AbbVie, Simon Property Group, and Iron Mountain. We end this week's Stocks to Watch with our single stock focus. This week, we discuss Six Flags and why Seeking Alpha author James Charles Ford calls it a potential buying opportunity. Six Flags shares closed Friday at over $41. Ford lays out his case at the start. Recent developments have sent Six Flags stocks tumbling down 17%. However, the company has strong fundamentals, balance sheet, and is incredibly profitable. Furthermore, I believe new management will continue to reward investors with dividends and share buybacks. Michael Spanos has been appointed the new president and chief executive officer of Six Flags. As of November 18, 2019, Spanos will be taking the reins of the company. Previously, Mr. Spanos served as CEO of Pepsi, AMENA, Asia, Middle East, and North Africa, and has been credited during his tenure with achieving significant shareholder value through accelerated growth and increasing market share. Ford then asks, why is Six Flags down? Perhaps the clearest and most recent source of concern is the underwhelming Q3 report, which further sets up Six for a disappointing 2019. While the results by themselves don't look terrible, we must take into consideration that they have significantly missed the expectations that were set. EPS was missed by 20 cents, and revenues fell short by $22.72 million. Changes in management always leave a bittersweet taste in investors' mouths. While this opens up the opportunity to new and improved business opportunities, it creates uncertainty and is a symptom that things aren't running quite as smoothly as they should. As a business in a capital-intensive industry, Six is for the most part protected from competition. Startup costs for a theme park are large, and there's not much money to be made in competing with the already established brands. However, this does not mean Six is completely immune to competition. Six Flags' market cap currently stands at $3.64 billion. This represents an almost 50% reduction from its 2017 peak of around $6 billion. Six Flags has faced increasing competition from competitors like Cedar Fair and SeaWorld. Like I covered in my recent article on Fun, theme parks are somewhat recession-proof. However, if a recession did occur, this could significantly increase Six Flags' financing costs and force them to deleverage. Ford then switches gears and notes all the positives Six Flags has. Despite any concerns investors may have, the truth of the matter is that Six is a cash cow and has delivered increasing revenue streams year after year, and for the most part, the same can be said of profits as measured by EBITDA. In terms of the balance sheet, Six doesn't appear to be in any trouble for the moment. The majority of its debt is long-term and is for the most part covered by its assets. Six Flags is a household name in the U.S. From a business perspective, this has allowed Six Flags to differentiate itself from the competition and has allowed it to achieve higher margins than the competition. Sponsorship, international agreements, and accommodations revenue fell 26%. However, I believe there is still a lot of potential for growth internationally, something that the new CEO can certainly help with. Ford concludes with this point. While Six Flags is experiencing some short-term underperformance, I believe the market is overreacting and the stock is undervalued. The bottom line is, in terms of profitability, the company is great and is a safe guarantee of profits. Furthermore, this is a dividend-paying stock with a great payout record. Six has produced increasing revenues and net profit year after year. One bad quarter, or even year, is not enough to believe this trend is going to change. Overall, Seeking Alpha contributors skew very bullish on Six Flags, with one very bullish and one bullish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Alpha Trader, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great week.